Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Benchmark Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BNCH and on the OTCQX under the symbol BNCHF. We are chatting with a new guest on the show. Name is Frank Legilia. He is corporate development for the Metals Group, which includes Benchmark Metals. Now, Benchmark Metals continues to be focused on the Lawyers Gold and Silver Project located in the Golden Horseshoe of Northern BC. Company already has almost a 3 million ounce resource, an initial resource that was released middle of May last year. Resource includes three main areas. We're going to be talking about a different area here that was not included in the resource. It's the Marmot Zone. This goes back to a May 24th news release that says Benchmark expands new discovery area with 77 meters at 1.56 grams per ton gold equivalent. Now, let's talk about this Marmot area here, Frank. Bring us up to speed on now the size of the Marmot Zone and some of the significance around these recent results, please.
Okay, hi. Well, the Marmot Zone, it's continuing to demonstrate new discovery potential, which, you know, the ultimate objective here is to add more gold and silver mineralization to an established multi-million ounce deposit. Like you were saying, we have an approximate 3 million ounce deposit. Now, the Marmot Zone will not be included in the updated mineral resource estimate that is coming out. And that is significant because, again, it's showing this mass potential here of demonstrating more gold and silver mineralization in this multi-million ounce deposit. The company will continue to focus on drilling that moving forward and looking to hopefully define a resource there and perhaps add it to our existing resource and the update.
Well, Frank, it's pretty exciting to see this, continued focus on discovery from the company. People that have listened to previous interviews will remember that most of the work has previously been done at the Cliff Creek area, the Dukes Ridge area, and the AGB zone is kind of a new area of interest. But this Marmot zone, what could it mean to the overall mix? Like there, it says there's 20 new discovery targets that look just like this Marmot zone. So how big could this be in comparison to some of those other zones?
Again, you know, we're looking at multi-million ounce. So in the Marmot zone, there's two zones of broad bulk tonnage with high grade. And that's similar to some of the other zones that Benchmark has that are contributing to the 43101 MRE. So scope of this, again, I would just say that it's got multi-million ounce potential. I don't want to go out and, you know, give a number, but, we're pretty excited about it. And I think as we continue to move forward and drill this, you know, it shows, you know, the blue sky potential of what, you know, our entire area has there.
So the news release says that exploration work to date at this Marmot zone includes 29 drill holes totaling about 8,700 meters together with rock and soil sampling programs. How much more work is going to be done here in terms of further trying to, it seems like, expand and grow this zone?
Right now, we're putting together the actual drill program. We're probably looking at maybe at another 18,000 meters, 20,000 meters of drilling. Again, that hasn't been finalized. We're formalizing a drill program, and that will be the totality of the whole project. So what part of that will be into Marmot and some other new discovery targets, we're still finalizing that.
Well, Frank, in addition to finalizing and getting everything good for the exploration program and this upcoming resource estimate that's supposed to be out, I believe, just in a few weeks, there's also the plans to work on the PEA. So maybe bring us up to speed on some of the work that's being done there and what the timeline is for the preliminary economic assessment.
Yeah, so like you were saying, the MRE, we're hoping that that comes out imminently in the next week to 3 weeks. The PEA, the environmental and the engineering is all getting done on that. Also, the MRE will be included in that. We're hoping that will come out, let's call it Q3, could be out sooner, but that's a target right now that we're setting.
Okay, so some timelines for us to all take note of, but it does sound like there most likely will be continued news in terms of drill results coming from the company. Let's also talk about recent news release that came out May 31st. It's Benchmark signing a detailed agreement with the Taltan Nation to advance this project towards production. What are some of the critical points that we should understand about this agreement now being signed?
Yeah, what I would say, I mean, this is an agreement the company's very proud of. It validates the collaboration we have with our First Nation. And again, it's you know, if you want to get anything done, you have to work hand in hand with your First Nation partners. And this agreement absolutely validates the work that we've put in, as well as the Taltan, and, you know, moving forward for the collaborative process.
Well, Frank, with such a focus in the industry on ESG, I think announcements like this are sometimes dismissed by investors. But in this new climate that everybody's in, I mean, it just makes good business sense to have good social and community relations. But is there anything else you could mention along those lines as far as the synergies of working with the Taltan group?
In terms of collaboration, you know, there's First Nations training for employment, there's consultancy work, and that all plays into sort of moving the company forward. I mean, the narrative of the company really is, you know, we're on the path to production. So for the Taltan, it's really building a future and then a legacy for their people there in terms of, you know, job stability, in terms of money for the community. You know, it was important for us, and of course important for the Taltan Nation, to protect their ecosystems, their natural resources, and their traditional territory, and of course strengthen their culture and economic development. Like I said, the collaborative process works towards all that, and this agreement really validates everything that we've done with the Taltan, and we continue to move forward with them in a respectful and collaborative process.
So, Frank, one other thing that we should discuss here, as you mentioned, the company is really moving towards, I guess, a production decision, but a lot of news to come out in the meantime, including that mineral resource estimate, the PEA, feasibility study next year. How much cash does the company have to continue to move forward with all the drilling and then continue to de-risk?
I would say the company's got approximately $15 to $16 million in the till. And that'll move us right into past the PEA. And then we're looking at probably Q1 2023 for a feasibility. You know, I think the company's well capitalized.
All right, Frank, appreciate your time. Appreciate the update here on some of the recent news out of Benchmark Metals. I will post a link to the news section on the Benchmark Metals website so you all can read over that news. And if you have any follow-up questions for Frank or the rest of the team at Benchmark Metals, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, Shad and myself are shareholders of Benchmark Metals. We'll be following up as more news hits the market. Frank, thanks again for your time. Thank you for the update.